It is in the laxity of those ministers who have swerved from the pure and evangelical doctrine of their own standards, or who by the negligent performance of their duties have disgusted and alienated men who would have gladly ranked themselves amongst the most loyal and devoted adherents of the Church, the reformation wanted is not in the liturgy or constitution of the establishment. It is the personal reformation that is called for.
Personal reformation. Words of early 19th century Scottish minister Thomas Chalmers. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at great Christian leaders, and Chalmers was another who made a major impact for the gospel and left quite a legacy.
John, Thomas Chalmers had a passion for people inside and outside the church. He was committed to teaching the congregation and reaching out to the community, encouraging others to do the same. The church is designed to reach beyond the walls, and Chalmers was building the kind of relationships that build bridges to the gospel. Early in his ministry, he said, "The cause of Christ is more effectively served by daily and familiar conversation than by weekly exhibitions from the pulpit."
Quite a statement there. And Chalmers was active in both. It wasn't a case of one or the other.
No, but as someone said, your life is the best sermon anyone will ever hear. The lack of spiritual life in those who claim to be spiritually alive is one of the greatest obstacles to Christian faith. It's the personal reformation that resonates with people. So the Christian who shines, reflecting the life, light, and likeness of Jesus Christ, will have the greatest opportunity to share the gospel.
And that's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. You can enjoy this feature on your mobile device with our web app, available at the website reasonwhy.org. Again, that's reasonwhy.org.